everyone. I'm Peg Tuttle, and welcome to the Incredible Eye Show, where we explore the latest developments, best practices, and real-world success stories of IBM's premier operating system for enterprise computing. Whether you're a seasoned IBM Eye professional or just getting started, this is the place to stay informed and inspired. So join us as we deep dive into the world of IBM Eye and discover the true power of enterprise computing. A special thanks to our sponsors, Common, your go-to resource for all IBM Eye education, and Midrange Dynamics, accelerating change and innovation on IBM Eye. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I have a great show for you today. Please put your virtual hands together for Nirmal Kateri, a distinguished expert from programmers.io. Nirmal is a seasoned programmer with a wealth of knowledge and experience in the world of IBM Eye, but he doesn't stop there. Nirmal is also passionate about addressing the pressing issue of the developer shortage on IBM Eye. Through programmers.io, he is actively involved with training and empowering developers to bridge this gap and meet the industry's growing demands. In this episode, we'll dive into the strategies and initiatives undertaken by Nirmal and his team to cultivate a new generation of talented IBM Eye developers. From comprehensive training programs to mentorship opportunities, they equip aspiring professionals with the essential skills and expertise to thrive in the IBM Eye ecosystem. So sit back, relax, and get ready for an enlightening conversation that sheds light on the exciting possibilities and opportunities in the world of IBM Eye development. Welcome to the show, Nirmal.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Incredible Eye Show. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the microphone and to the show, Nirmal Kateri, Vice President of Technology at Programmers.io. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you for me having on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. I am really pleased to have you here. I've seen your name around a few times out there floating in the, you know, technology space. You are a fresh face. You were a fresh face at 2019 with Tech Channel. And I know that you're doing some amazing things over at programmers.io with education and training staff members as they come into your program. But before we get into talking about education and bridging the skills gap in the IBM Eye space, let's have you share a little bit about you and how you landed on the IBM Eye.
Sure. My journey in the tech industry has been quite exciting. I always had a passion for technology. I started my career with Tata Group in India and as a software developer. Mm-hmm. That was first time when I was introduced to this fantastic platform called IBM Eye. I worked in Tata Group with almost 3 years as IBM Eye developer, and I was mainly involved with the development kind of activities. Mm-hmm. Then I got a chance to work with Fidelity India, where I was working for 6 years. And I worked with some big projects in different capacities. We also integrated a reconciliation product with IBM Eye system. Mm-hmm. Then in September 2016, when I got an opportunity to join here at programmers.io, they were just starting to work in the IBM Eye division when I joined here in programmers.io. And somehow I knew it was a perfect fit for me. At that time, we had a very small IT team in IBM Eye. We had only 4 IBM Eye developers when I joined here. But as of today, we have a team of 225 plus IBM Eye developers. Wow. And we are serving multiple clients across the globe. Yeah. So this journey from 4 members to 225 IBM Eye developers was quite challenging and quite interesting as well.
Yeah, it sounds exciting, though. I think that, you know, a lot of folks, you know, in the IBM space, they you know, they welcome education, they welcome learning. So I think it's interesting to just hear how your team and you guys provide programmers and, you know, different developers and IT professionals in the IBM space. So I think it would be interesting just to talk a little bit about, you know, this platform and the advantages of the platform that, you know, companies take advantage of every day. So maybe you could just talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of those key features and advantages of the platform when it comes to investing in education and training IT members? What are your thoughts there?
This is a very real interesting question. And when I think about main features of IBM My Platform, I can think of three features which comes to my mind straight through. One is its reliability. For decades, IBM Hi has consistently supported mission-critical applications, mm-hmm. ensuring uninterrupted operations. Second key advantage is integrated tools and technologies provided by IBM Hi. These tools helps in development, database management, and also integration with a lot of other systems. Mm-hmm. And the third one is scalability. So in today's business environment where business are growing, companies are growing, so they wanted to accommodate their growth with this product. Mm-hmm. So this is where IBM I provides an excellent scalability options.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a, you know, like a package deal. You know, you get all of the great components. Yeah. And then there's the, did you mention security as well? Because that's another great one.
Security is another great one with the security, because IBM I is so robust, so secure that hacking this system is next to impossible. So you can have a peace of mind knowing that your system can do your increase, can handle your increased workload without any downtime, without any hacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, as companies have integrated their entire businesses and the platforms that circle the IBM I, you know, running their businesses, education seems to have taken maybe a little backseat to other platforms. Education on the IBM I has taken a backseat to, you know, learning different software products on other platforms. But now the IBM I actually supports not just, you know, RPG and COBOL, but it supports, you know, many open source languages as well. Have you started integrating? I know that you focus a lot on RPG, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but have you started incorporating more open source into your training packages?
Yes, we do. So that's the key feature of our training, where mm-hmm. we don't only teach on traditional RPG programming. We also skill our developers with a lot of new things on IBM I. For example, integrating cloud services, web applications. We always constantly rearrange our training so that, for example, nowadays, web services is quite common on IBM I. Mm-hmm. And modernization is quite common on IBM I. So these kind of things we are continuously evolving. And we are giving training on our teams on these topics as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you guys, going back to your history and, you know, at when you landed at programmers.io, you had a team of four developers. And now you have over 250 plus developers, which means you're definitely filling a void in the market. You're definitely bringing, you know, talent to companies and helping them, you know, with their skills. Maybe people are retiring. Maybe people have shifted in their careers themselves and needed some assistance. So when you think about, I mean, you know, IBM I has a rich history, and like all other platforms, companies need to train and learn and develop. How have you you know, I'd have to think over these last few years, how have you identified these opportunities? And then you personally created this training platform that you have inside of Programmer.io, programmers.io. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, seeing the need and then going, oh, the light bulb came on. This is what we are going to do. And how you're going about this process today?
So this education and training for IBMI was absolutely crucial for keeping your IT members up to the date. And it also ensures that their skills remains relevant to this continuously ever evolving technology landscape. And I can share my thoughts on how programmers.io training programs benefits. So first of all, that our education and training programs provide IT professional access to the most important up-to-date information about IBMI platform. They learn about new features, new tools, as I said, web services, modernization best practices, performance optimization. And we keep on investing in the learning path of our team members. And we have seen tremendous benefit when it comes to the training, whether the experienced professionals via our lens and learn sessions or training or giving internship to the college students. We mostly focus on hands-on experience because in normally when you do a classroom trainings in colleges or universities, you don't get practical exposures. So this is where we come and bridge the gap between academic learning and the industry. This is where, you know, we offer hands-on training, expose them to IBMI system, and our practical approach allows students to apply their knowledge and skills to the real world problem. And with this, our training programs, we create a pool of fresh students, of fresh talent, I would say, for the IBMI division. So as we are investing in their skills and their development, we're creating a pool of future employees who are ready to join IBMI technology. And this not only benefits the students, but also to other organizations because they get trained IBMI professionals. So it's a win-win situation for both the parties.
Yeah. And you talk about in our pre-call, you talked about your program that you offer this twice a year and that it's primarily working, that you primarily work with the education system in India, but you are hoping to bring it to the United States as well.
That's correct. And our next program is starting from tomorrow itself, which is 2nd June 2023, where we got almost 1,300 applicants registered so far.
Oh my gosh. 1,300?
Yeah. 1,300.
That is crazy.
Yes, it is. But yes, this program is not limited to any country specific because we believe that learning or the learning opportunity should be equally available to anyone, irrespective of their countries, their background, their gender. So we foster inclusivity and diversity in IBMI. That's why our program is available to anyone, anywhere in the world. And our training materials is also available online. We support community via different methods with this internship program, the lunch and learn sessions, which we did last couple of months back in India. Now we are starting a brunch and learn session in US from 6th of June, 2023. And then there is a third thing, which how we are helping communities via Code 400 website. That website is quite popular and this is now owned and maintained by programmers.io, where people can come and share their views, ask questions, get their query resolved with some techies. So this is open form for anyone.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you have 1,300 people enrolled in this the program that's kicking off tomorrow. That's insane. And it's available at no cost, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's even more amazing. Thank you for that. And then in addition to, you know, providing this training, which is how long? How long is this normal?
Normally, this whole program is for 3 months.
3 months.
So we will be doing classrooms sessions for 2 hours almost every alternate day. So, and we will giving them assignments. So one day would be the classroom training and the second day would be the practical assignments. And then almost after 8 to 10 weeks, there would be a small case study, which mm-hmm. would be related to any real life problem, which they have to complete. And once they do it, we will give them a certificate that yes, they have completed this training successfully. So as I said initially, like our focus is mostly on practical exposure. So that's why after each sessions, we give them assignments, which they have to complete. And at the end, a real life case study. So by combining case study assignments in the classrooms, they get most out of the IBMI trainings.
And you guys have been running this program for how long now?
First time we were doing this for our employees only. Like we were hiring some college universities graduates. Since 2016, we are doing this. But this online program we introduced during COVID season because then people were not able to come to offices.
Yeah.
So when we opened it for our employees, I thought let's open it for general community.
Yeah.
Because we are giving it, it hardly matters if you are giving it for 10 students or 100 students because you're doing it online.
Right, right. Yeah, that is so amazing. So then do you, I have to imagine that with the, you know, time across the world and people can sign in and be a part of this from anywhere, are you recording the sessions for those who are not able to attend live, or how does that work?
Yeah, we are recording these sessions and we make them available on our YouTube channel. So programmers.io has official YouTube channel where we already have a set of IBMI training sessions available. Nice. And we will be adding these internship sessions and our lunch and learn sessions also.
Yeah.
So that if due to any geographic reasons, geographic time zone problems, or let's say you had some personal appointments, you could not join, you still have access to our learning material.
Nice. Nice. So then, I mean, with 1300 registrations or, you know, attendees, that's got to be a lot of homework for you to correct, huh?
Yes. And as I have a fantastic team here to support me, our HR team and our technical team. I get, you know, a lot of support from my team to manage this program. So
yeah,
they make it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so you said that you're also going to supplement so you guys run these programs twice a year, but then you're also going to supplement these programs with some, I know they're lunch and learns, but I think you were going to, you know, call them brunch and learns, which I think is, you know, kind of catchy. But what do you hope to achieve in the lunch and learn, brunch and learns? Are they just going to be additional training options that are more focused on specific areas? What's your goal with those different programs?
So lunch and learn, or you can say brunch and learn, because in US we are calling it brunch and learn.
Yeah.
Because of for some people it would be the breakfast time at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, and some it might be lunch. So those sessions are mostly for experienced IBMI developers who already have programming experience. And these sessions would be focused mainly on advanced things on IBMI. And we do invite some industry experts, you know, people who already are well known in modernization, or they have some good products available in the market. So they will also join us and share their views on IBMI. They will also, they also teach them on new things. So awesome. that's mostly for experienced people.
Okay.
Where they can learn new things.
Awesome. I like that. Yeah. At any time you can advance your skill set, your knowledge base, and bring that back to the, you know, the office. And I know a lot of times we talk about on, I've talked about this with previous interviews, that it's not, you know, the whole goal is to go out and get education, right? To see what's available, to try new things. And it doesn't mean that you're going to bring it back and start implementing it right away or going crazy, because, you know, we're talking about evolution versus revolution. And I mean, you know, huge differences there. But, you know, just giving people a taste of what's possible on this platform. And then as they go through their business day, working with different applications, talking to their business users about what their needs are, then, you know, a light bulb might come on and go, oh, I was on this training session with Nirmal and his team, and they were talking about this. So maybe we should check this out. And so, yeah, I think that what you guys are doing over there is absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for bringing that to the masses. Thank yeah. You. And so do you also work with, I think you mentioned that you work with other vendors in this space as well to help with, you know, education around their products, or what is that relationship? Yeah.
So we do have some, you know, business partners, and some of them have agreed to join our these lunch and learn and brunch and learn sessions. So mm-hmm. they also, for some slots are booked for them, where they come and share what's going in the market in the modernization world or web services API world. They are also adding their views on our sessions, on trainings.
Again, you know, we've just got this changing landscape out there, and there is so much for our developers to continue to educate on. And for, you know, I know that we talk about, you know, there's folks that are retiring and, you know, getting ready to sail off into the sunset and go out and take care of their honey-do list. But, you know, it's still important, I think, to continuously learn and continuously, you know, bring back to, well, maybe just to yourself and your company, you know, just what's happening out there. So you guys do a lot of focus. You focus a lot on RPG. Do you offer classes around COBOL as well? Where do you start? And then what are you hoping to add?
So that's our in future plan for COBOL and Java. As of now, we are doing with the RPG space only. Like in RPG, because we have a huge team, around 225 plus team members, and we have some good business partners like Lens and Iridani. They are basically, you know, joining in this coming brunch and learn sessions. But in future, we would be adding similar sessions for COBOL, Java, and EDI. That's also our core strength. And normally, like, you know, we provide development services not only around the IBM I. We have almost, we cover most of the technologies, you know, whether it's .NET, C++, PHP, Python, DevOps, SQL, on our website. Like, it's a huge list.
And then, so all of your folks that go through the training, what's next for them? I'm assuming that a few of these folks are already in working at companies, but do you help with internships, or do you work with companies to help? I know that you do as a business help place developers, obviously. I mean, that's the focus of your business. But I know that sometimes, you know, people are, you know, just maybe looking for a side gig, or, you know, or maybe they're trying to decide if this is their focus. Do you help with internships? Do you help with, you know, working with businesses to, you know, help further the education of, you know, some of the folks that are in your program?
So after this training program, we hire a lot of interns on our payroll also. So once you complete this training successfully, there would be a few round of interviews. Like, they are free to join us. It's not mandatory. They are free to join any company. We don't bound them that you have to join us only because we have given you the training. It's not sure. Like that.
Sure.
This training is free of cost, no charges, and no bound to join us. But we offer jobs also to some of these interns, and we can absorb few of them. Of course, we can't absorb 1,300, but let's say each year we are hiring close to 20 to 30 college students.
Nice. What, you know, so IBM has, you know, in the last few weeks, we had Power Up, and at Power Up, and I don't think you were at that show, but I met a few of your folks there. But I was talking with Gina King, who is taking over or has IBM training, and because they kind of lost track of, you know, what was going on in the market. And I was just kind of wondering, you know, what advice do you have for IBM as they kick off, you know, training again in the IBM I space?
I think this would be a good idea if, you know, IBM itself promotes this training programs, because then it would be a win-win situation, because as you mentioned, there are a lot of folks who are retiring. And then, so the IBM I shops who are running IBM I systems, they are in dilemma that should they continue with the platform or move away, because they are not getting talents. So if we continue to invest in education and training of IBM I, then we can attract new talent in US and other countries. And at the end, the organization who are running IBM I systems, they can get the talent, they can continue on the system, and then at the end it would be the benefit for the IBM also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
so it would be a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know Gina said that they just didn't have visibility into, you know, what was going on. And now that they've taken it back, they are really going to jumpstart their training again and helping to, you know, bring education to the masses. So I'm hoping to see more from them, you know, later this summer and hear what they're up to. So, but there's so much to cover. And, you know, there are all of the IBMers out there, you know, Scott Forsey, Tim Rowe, Jesse Gorginsky, they're all just swinging from the treetops saying, hey, you know, you got to get education. And it's no different than, you know, when the boxes were first released, you know, back how many years ago, you know, I mean, before the AS/400, there was System 36 and this System 34, and everybody had to learn the language, you know, on those platforms. So how is it any different that we continue to learn, you know, the languages that speak to the IBM I, the most secure, the most reliable, the most scalable develop box out there? So, I mean, even the folks in, you know, the .NET side of the house, they're constantly, you know, training and modernizing their applications. It's, you know, we need to continue to do that on the IBM I.
I absolutely agree with you. We have to invest more on the training and the education to get to keep this system alive for next, let's say, we have a 35th anniversary, maybe for next 35 more years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So speaking of IBM's 35th anniversary, what are your plans to help celebrate this 35th anniversary? Everybody's talking about June 21st and watch parties and people getting together. Do you have any plans to celebrate the 35th anniversary?
Actually, yes. We are planning to launch a new product on this 35th anniversary.
Awesome.
Like our team has created one fantastic product. We were working on that for last 3.5 years.
Wow.
And now it's ready to rock and roll in the market. So on that day, we will be launching our product.
Awesome. Are you able to share the name of said product, or are we going to keep it under wraps a little longer?
Yes, we can. We can name it. Okay. So that product it's called IEA product, Impact Analysis. It helps you to dig further in your system and give you the stats, do a lot of automation of your analysis task. So for example, if you want to change a length of a field, you want to introduce a new table, or you want to change a particular table. So those kind of things, as I said initially, the scalability of IBM I system. Now the business are growing. So your order numbers, your customer number fields, which you defined 30 years back, are not relevant as of today. So you want to increase their length. So this is where our product will fit in. It will help you to analyze your system, give you how much changes it would be required. So you can estimate your project that, yes, should we go with that project or not? If yes, then how much time it will take? It will also help you in modernization, migration. Yeah. There are a lot of things this product will help you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Well, I can't wait to see more on that coming up on the 21st. So I'm sure you'll have some big splashy, beautiful marketing stuff. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you. Awesome.
Yes, and we are waiting for months now. So we all are excited.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. So for companies that are looking to engage with programmers.io, let's talk a little bit about your services that you offer. Can you share with us what a company can find when they maybe engage with programmers.io?
Yeah, so they can directly go to our website, which is programmers.io. Mm-hmm. They can fill a form about their need, like whether it's IBMI, .NET, RPG, COBOL, Java, PHP, Python, mm-hmm. whatever technology they want the help with, they can fill the form and someone from our sales team will reach out to them. We can give them about our overview, what we do. And there is a unique thing which we do is we guarantee our work. So they can try us. If they don't find us a good fit, they don't have to pay us for first month. It would be absolutely free for them.
Oh my gosh. That is so awesome. You can try before you buy.
Try before you buy. And till now, we haven't got any failure in that. So that's why we are continuing with that.
Yeah, nice. Well, good. So you guys, if anybody's interested in learning more about programmers.io, just head out to their website. All of the services are custom. It sounds like you work closely with the team to develop, your needs and the services that they provide. And if it doesn't work out, and you get that first month for free, but it sounds like everybody's always very happy. So,
right,
great.
So it's there is no risk for companies to try programmers.io. Because it would be a risk-free engagement in first month. Mm-hmm. And before sending the first invoice, we ask their opinion first. Like we don't send invoice directly. We ask them, are they happy or not?
Sure.
And there are different, if you see our page, you will see a lot of different technologies like React, Vue.js, Angular, Salesforce, Snowflake, .NET, Java, Python. Yeah. It's all mentioned in our website. It's a lot we do. More than 50 plus technology we support as of today.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome. Well, I will definitely have links to your website in the show notes. And then if there are any other links, I know you talked about, you said, is it Cloud 400?
It's Code 400.
Code 400.
C-O-D-E.
Yeah.
Code400.com.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll make sure that I have that in the show notes and any other information, please send it on over to me and I'll make sure that I have it in the show notes for you. So
sure.
That is good. So before we head on to our one incredible thing, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing all of this great information about how you guys are working hard to help bring education into the IBM I space, which is something I think everybody needs to know and do and have a part of their business plan is how do we keep everybody educated and how do we do it efficiently and cost effectively. So thank you for all that you're doing there. That's really wonderful. And then, so before we head to the one incredible thing, I'd like to open up the mic up to our guests. So if there's anything that you want to share or anything that you want to, just kind of discuss real quick, let's talk about it. So Nirmal, what do you have? Do you have anything that you want to share?
Well, it's related to same thing, which we were talking about the education and training. Our company's president vision and all our top leaders, the vision is to help our business succeed. Our goal is not to get money out of, you know, our clients. We want them to succeed with us. And this is where, you know, our guarantee program or our education programs all are aligned together. We invest a lot on education. Even when an experienced person joins us, we don't put them directly in the projects. We give them a 3 weeks training program before, you know, moving them to a billable projects so that they are aware of the latest market trends, new tools and technologies. And we do a lot of screening and in hiring. It's almost, we take almost 20 interviews to select one candidate. So that's where, you know, wow. I get, my team is supporting a lot here in India and in US, our sales team, our president, they all are supportive. Because sometimes, you know, the hiring process is not that fast because of our rejection ratios. I would say programmers.io was, it's a wonderful team and a wonderful company to work here with everyone.
Well, everybody I've met is super awesome. So yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for that. So I really appreciate all of your wonderful insight today. That's so good. So let us move on to our one incredible thing. What is your one incredible thing today, Nirmal?
Well, on during this period of time, right now I'm working at my parents' home because this is a time where we have school vacations and we reunite with our families. So here my sisters and, you know, my brothers, they all reunite and we work together. We remember our childhood memories. We go for a walk, day trips to enjoy the beauty of the nature. So this is the moment where, you know, between May and June, the reunion period is very special to me.
Oh, nice. Oh, I love that. So family time. And so that's pretty traditional for you at when school ends, everybody comes together every year and you get to spend time together. So is that like a couple of weeks or a month or?
Yeah, it's almost between, you know, 2 to 4 weeks of time. People gets time off from mainly the students gets time off, mm-hmm. not us. But because we are working from home, so we have this flexibility to work with our parents' home and, you know, with our families.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that one incredible thing. So time with your family, just kind of getting reacquainted and reliving those memories. I like that. Thank you. Yeah. So my one incredible thing, I think I might have mentioned this a few times already, everybody, but I can't help mention it again, is that my youngest daughter is graduating from high school. Grace is going on to college, everybody. That's my one incredible thing. And maybe it's again, but it's such a big thing, you know, that transition in life, you know? And I'm just so proud of her. And we're really excited. She is heading off to Clemson. So she'll be a Tiger for all of you Tiger fans out there.
Great.
Yeah. So that's my one incredible thing. My daughter is graduating from high school and we're going to be empty nesters. So maybe that's my one. That's my 1.5, you know, my incredible thing, my other incredible thing. Yeah. So I just am just enjoying this time right now as Grace, you know, graduates and is graduating and we're getting ready for the next phase. So that is my one incredible thing. Yeah. So thank you so much, Nirmal, for coming on the show and talking about, I think, one of the most important subjects we have in this space, education and bridging the skills gap. Everybody's talking about it. There's a huge need out there. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and share your insight and share what, you know, what a company can do, like programmers.io. What a company can do to really help get the education out there. So you guys are doing amazing things. So thank you so much for one coming on the show and for everything that you're doing in this community. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peg, and thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again, everybody, for tuning into the Incredible Eye Show, and we'll see you on the show.
Common
and is the leading association serving the IBM I community. They provide leading education, advocacy, and networking opportunities for members to enhance their careers. Check out the website for upcoming events, volunteer opportunities, and membership information. Mid-Range Dynamics is your one-stop shop for accelerating change and integration on IBM I. Their products include MD Change for control and automation for DevOps, MD Workflow orchestrates and integrates CI/CD pipelines, MD Rapid reduces database downtime from hours to minutes, and MD REST for I, your all-in-one REST API solution. Head over to their website for more information or to schedule a demo. You'll find the link in the show notes.